bishops. They were patriotic. They took their security oaths very seriously. And so they're much more, you know, the modern generation thinks of the way things were in the Vietnam War, where there were a lot of people opposed to the war and speaking out and so forth. Wasn't like that for World War II. So I'm looking for those witnesses, and look at my website, and you'll see my number, and give me a call. There's a toll-free number there.
Absolutely, yeah. It sounds like maybe the media and the government and the science community are trying to run out the clock almost, if you will, and just eventually turn this thing into an urban legend.
Well, you know, they all have a particular problem, the groups that you mentioned. That is, these are people who take great pride in their great knowledge of everything important.
Yeah.
And everybody agrees if aliens were visiting Earth, that would be important. And if the government's covering it up on top of that, even super important. But if it were super important, they would know about it, see, and they don't, so it must not be. And anybody who thinks it is must be some kind of a nut, and they're not going to waste their time looking into this area. And, you know, I'll give you a specific example, which I wish the media would run with. General Carroll, who was in the Air Force, and he wrote, he was asked, what should we do about Project Blue Book? This is toward the end of 1969.
Yeah.
And he wrote a memo, which we didn't get until maybe 10 years later, but it was responsible for closing Project Blue Book. And in it, he says that reports of UFOs which could affect national security are made in accordance with Joint Army-Navy Air Force Publication 146 or Air Force Manual 55-11 and are not part of the Blue Book system. Now, the Blue Book people have said forever that they were the group. That's it. That's us. And then he two paragraphs later, he says, if we close Project Blue Book, the public won't have a place to report sightings. However, as previously noted, reports which could affect national security will continue to be made or investigated using the regulations established for that purpose. Now, you'd think some reporter would want to go big with that. Okay, guys, where the heck are these other reports?
Yeah.
They're the ones that are important, the ones that could affect national security. You know, the saucer going down the runway at a SAC base is a national security problem. I've got two stories like that.
Absolutely.
Now listen, kids, we love Santa. We have to say it. I have to say it. We love Santa. Everybody loves Santa. But remember, December 25th, baby Jesus' birthday. We must keep that in mind. December 25th, baby Jesus. Just thought I'd get that in. We love Santa, but let's not be silly.
No, it's nice. Merry Christmas.
All right.
Merry Christmas!
It's the one night of the year when we all act a little nicer. We share a little more. For a couple of hours out of the whole year, we are the people that we always hoped we would be.
You're listening to Banal of America Audio.
It's a good feeling. It's really better than I felt in a long time. Have a Merry Christmas, everybody.